Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Members of the community came forward during the Saldanha City Council meeting Wednesday night to speak on the postponement of Saldanha Pride's Drag Story Hour at the Saldanha Library on January 6th. Jason Floyd, the owner of Ammo Can Coffee Social Club, expressed his concerns for the event. While he refers to the other performers, Floyd makes a continuous reference to one member known as Ivana Kishikok. Floyd believes the drag performer's name was in violation of Title IX language regarding adult business, a portion of which discusses the concept of adult business and entertainment with the city. According to Title IX Section 10, adult entertainment means any motion picture, live event, display, or dance of any type whose dominant theme is actual or specified sexual activities, display or exhibition of specified anatomical areas, removal of articles of clothing, or total nudity offered for commercial purposes.
That name was published on a sign, a brochure that was handed around, and specifically under Section 8 in Chapter 10 of the statute, it says, "No adult business shall be operated in any manner that permits the observation of any persons or material depicting," and this is important here, "describing," which the performer's name described, "or relating to specified sexual activities or specified anatomical areas inside the premises." This was going to happen in our taxpayer-funded facility.
Floyd asked the city council to reevaluate some of the rulings and decisions on the original Title IX ordinance. He would first like there to be a section that nonprofits and nonprofit events not to be excluded in the ordinance. Second, he requests that there be a prohibition of the use of taxpayer-funded facilities for hosting and facilitating these type of events or activities on taxpayer public spaces. Lastly, he asks that no third-party facilitation of events organized or sponsored by a non-commercial entity, hosted by a commercial entity, would be allowed if it would otherwise be restricted by this ordinance. To learn more about this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. An investigation into why a panel blew off of a Boeing MAX 9 jet has specifically been focusing on the fact that there were missing bolts. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The extended grounding of some Boeing 737 MAX jetliners is adding to pressure on Boeing and the subcontractor that made the fuselage and installed a panel that blew out, leaving a gaping hole in an Alaska Airlines plane last week. Investigators know the sequence of events that led to the blowout Friday night, but they don't know the cause. A key question is whether bolts used to help secure the panel, called a door plug, were installed. A National Transportation Safety Board investigator says the bolts have not been recovered, and the agency won't know if they were even in place until the door plug is examined in a laboratory. Adding to Boeing's problems, Alaska Airlines and United Airlines, the two U.S. carriers that fly the MAX 9, reported finding loose bolts and other hardware in other panels, suggesting quality issues with the door plugs are not limited to one plane. The plugs are installed in MAX 9 fuselages by subcontractor Spirit AeroSystems, which was spun off by Boeing in 2005. Spirit has a history of manufacturing problems, many uncovered in a U.S. House probe of two fatal crashes involving Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes. The company said in a statement Monday that quality and product integrity are priority. The process of inspecting MAX 9s and returning them to service has been slower than Alaska and United hoped. The Federal Aviation Administration grounded all MAX 9s in the United States on Saturday until they could be inspected, but Boeing didn't provide inspection instructions until Monday. On Tuesday, the FAA said those instructions were being revised because of feedback, and it extended the grounding of the planes. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.